fishing along the Delaware coast has been great this summer, and usually it isn't.
And fishing in the summer is never really that good, especially from the land, like shore and piers and especially the surf.
Rich King spends a lot of time fishing in the beaches downstate. He also posts fishing reports on a site called DelawareSurfFishing.com. In a recent post, he says fishing has been off the hook, pun intended. There's been more offshore fish closer to land this year, especially bluefish.
Usually it's, you know, early morning, late evenings, you're catching croaker, kingfish, stuff like that, all the little stuff, or what some people call trash fish. And we're not seeing as many from the surf in other areas, and a lot of us think it's from the fact that we had so many bluefish come in that they ate everything.
But King says there hasn't just been more bluefish. There's also been more sharks.
Well, we've caught a lot of sand tigers and sandbars and duskies in the surf, not even trying to catch sharks. I mean, if I wanted to go out and catch sharks right now, every time I dropped the line, I could catch a shark.
Since the sharks eat the bluefish, he's wondering,
is that what brought more sharks closer to shore?
It may be that simply the mix of sharks is different. Maybe some are arriving earlier, some are leaving later.
That's Stan Abel, a marine science professor at Coastal Carolina University. At where he fishes in Winyah Bay, South Carolina, he's also been catching a sudden flux of sharks.
For a period of about 2 weeks, we caught a bunch of large bull sharks, fine-tooth shark, black-tip sharks, and sandbar sharks. That mix is a little bit unusual.
And like Rich King, he's been seeing food sources come closer to the shore.
We had bluefish here, we had red drum, we had mackerel, as well as some of the smaller fish.
So King is on the right path in thinking that the food source could be drawing the sharks closer, but Abel thinks there's more factors involved.
And so I'm beginning to think that, at least for part of the season, something was going on. What exactly it is, I don't know that science knows yet. I know the water temperatures were a little bit higher along our coast in July than they typically would have been.
Abel says warm ocean temperatures might cue sharks to go where they might find food. But if we really wanted to know how connected shark activity is to ocean temperature, our best bet is to ask an oceanographer.
Just like you and me, sharks are complex creatures that cue off of lots of things in the environment.
This is Matt Oliver, an oceanographer at University of Delaware.
Answering the question, why are these particular sharks found here at this particular time, is kind of like trying to ask your teenager why they went to the mall on that particular day.
For 3 years, he and his team have been tracking sand tiger sharks, a threatened species, using an implanted tag which is picked up by an underwater drone. Oliver took me down to the lab to show me one of the drones, which looks like a big, long, yellow submarine.
In the middle, it's got this science bay that has receivers to detect individual sharks. We get a detection, and then it calls us and says, I saw this shark here then. And using its sensors, its CTD, and its optics packages, we can say, okay, that shark was here, and this is what the water was like. So it's really valuable if we want to try and piece out what's driving the shark location.
But he's not sure if temperature has anything to do with the increase of shark catchings, at least along the Delaware coast. He sent me a few emails saying that water temperatures along Delaware's beaches have been pretty normal. Oliver says that teasing out what variables dictate where sharks go really depend on scale.
So if you are looking at seasonal timescales in thousands of kilometers, then locating sharks will be a matter of temperature. But if you're looking at this beach versus that beach, on this day versus that day, temperature may not be interesting at all. It may be completely optics.
By optics, Oliver is referring to water clarity. In a paper he and his colleagues published earlier this year, their research showed that sharks spend more time in areas where the water's a bit dirty.
There is dissolved organic material in the water. And the way to think about it is like the compounds you might see in tea. It's the compounds that make your tea dark. If you've spent time at the beach, you know that the further out you go, the clearer the water gets, and the closer into shore, the more stained it gets. And that's just because you have water that's washing off of woodlands and forest and marsh. It's possible that the sharks are cueing off of that material.
But they don't know why sharks like dirty water. It could be that there's more nutrients running off the coastal land for some reason. If that's happening, it could attract phytoplankton blooms, which then brings in the smaller fish that eat them, then the larger fish that eat them, and so on. Maybe.
Could just be normal variation that is not really explainable.
So while Dan Abel and Matt Oliver have ideas for why sharks travel the way they do, neither of them can quite answer Rich King's question about why he and other fishermen have seen sharks closer to the shore. King's question is actually quite practical because sharks are subject to fishing limits and restrictions, just like other fish.
You know, I always say this, any brain-dead idiot can put a dead fish on a hook and catch a shark. It's releasing the shark that's the problem.
But as the scientists learn more about what cues sharks to go where they go, it's possible that someday fishermen will know when and where they can avoid a hassle. For Delaware Public Media and IC Change, I'm Eli Chen.